Hello and welcome. Welcome to what are we doing? Guest House Live at Roadhouse Inn. We do it every Thursday night. Roadhouse Inn, that's 2200 New Falls Road, Levittown, PA. Every Thursday night's Guest House Radio Night, we bring some original artists from all over the place, really, all over the world we've had in here, for an acoustic set, whether they're an acoustic band or not. And you'll see tonight what I mean by that. Tonight we have In the Presence of Wolves in studio, or yeah, in Roadhouse, I should say. Hello there, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. So this is a little bit different.
It is.
A little bit different than how I'm used to seeing you guys.
I can't hear myself.
A little bit different of a beer selection, too.
Yes. I know. I noticed that. Daddy Ice.
In the Presence of Wolves are, in addition to being incredible musicians, are also beer aficionados. And this is not that type of place.
Beer here sucks.
This is more of a shot in a beer type of place.
It's kind of cool, though, because, like, this time of year is crazy for beer. And, like, Mason and I in particular have spent a stupid amount of money on beer in, like, the last week.
I don't have a place to live anymore.
Yeah, that can happen with those fancy beers. I know.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll talk about beer a little bit later. But
as always.
So what has been up since, well, a lot has been up for you guys since the last time you were in studio.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you were announced last time that Justin is leaving the band.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the big official announcement.
So any changes in the lineup?
Yeah. Hey, who's that just walked in?
This is me, I'm Jim. Hey.
give him ears.
Let's see here.
Jim from Jim, who's been in studio before in a different project, correct?
Yes. Before this, I was in a band called Palace Burn, an awesome band that you should check out and that I still love. But these guys are okay, and I love them too.
You guys stole them from Palace Burn.
Yeah.
Is it a big heated rivalry now? Do you guys hate each other?
No. You know what? I don't want to say it's totally not a rivalry. Like, I can't even really say anything about it.
We were a bit worried at first, though.
Oh yeah, we were crapping ourselves for a while, but I think it kind of came to a head in Connecticut,
in
Elm City, and but it wasn't like anything went down or anything. It was just like brought in front of our faces because Palace Burn and Ipal, we both played the festival, both playing different nights, and like, you know, me and Cap went to see Palace Burn, and then they came to see us, and yeah, it was a whole lot of feels.
Yeah,
more like really, really emotional.
Like that Led Zeppelin song, whole lot of feelings.
Whole lot of feelings. But no, it was like really, really nice and pure emotions instead of like heated, like you guys suck emotions.
And wait, when was that? That was Elm City.
Elm City. What? How long? That wasn't too long ago.
No, that was. That was like October, right?
Everything
I think it was
is,
the first weekend in November.
It was.
Yeah, November 5th.
Yeah, everything was like everything's been blurring together because we've been playing so much. But yeah, that was when everything was put in front of us, and yeah, but it wasn't bad. It was actually
very cathartic.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you guys with Jim in the band, but at that point, that was at Liberty Music Fest, and you were kind of just filling in.
Yeah,
and it was a perfect fit. It was I could tell that this was eventually going to happen. I mean,
but yeah, like a lot of people were like, "Oh, I like the new guitar." So we're like, "Oh no, he's just filling in." He's like, "Yeah, that won't be for long though." So it's like, like people saw it coming, but that was something that was, you know, the big thing that we were trying to stay away from. It was like, yeah, well, like we love Jim, he's perfect, all of that, but we were like, shit, if he leaves Palace Burn, it's like, that's gonna cause some shit. That's gonna be a lot on our shoulders then. But I mean, it, you know, everything turned out way better than expected, which makes us really happy, and we love everybody in Palace Burn. We had breakfast with them the next day, like,
nice.
Yeah, so we're on really good
terms. It's like having your ex-girlfriend and girlfriend at a table. So it was a little weird for me, but I'm glad everybody's getting along.
And then we were touching his leg under the table in front of them.
Oh man,
they're like, you know what you have. No. But yeah, everything's on good terms as far as we know.
So then you went up to Elm City in Connecticut, played that.
Then
right after that, I believe. Yeah, we're on. She should be on there. We are live.
My mom's talking about.
She might. May tell her to refresh. Sometimes right. It takes that.
Refresh, Mrs. Cat.
What was I saying? Oh, so yeah. Then you went up to Connecticut, did that. Then you, I saw a picture of you guys. Just look like you had the shit beat out of you on your way back from Maine. I think.
Yes,
dude. Oh my God.
Well, we had 5 weekends in a row of shows, and most of those nights ended at like 4 in the morning for us.
Yeah. But Maine was a classic night. Maine was classic.
We went up to Maine for Halloween with our friends Five of the Eyes. They're from the Portland, Maine area.
Amazing. If you're into Prague, check them out.
Amazing, amazing band, and just as awesome group of guys
as we are.
And they let us stay with them. And they're like, yeah, come back to the house. We're gonna have like an after party. And it was like the party that I imagine. All the parties that I missed out on in high school because I was just in my room playing guitar. And it was awesome. And it was just everybody.
It was like all the parties I went to in high school.
but yeah, so I remember it got to be like 1 a.m. and I just felt like an adult. And I was just like, I just want to go to bed. And
dude,
then 2 a.m.
They didn't leave. Like, oh, everybody didn't leave till like 5. And then, yeah, that's when we were out. And then Mason wanted to grab lunch with the guys, and it's like, we wanted to do that too, but it's like, it's a 6.5 hour drive home.
Oh, man.
So we just slept the whole way. So, yeah, it's pretty much the three of us just out in the back of the van. Like,
Mason, his girlfriend came with us, so they, like, got a hotel room. So they had a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Not like our 4.5 hour night.
Yeah, and one of the nights in Connecticut, me and Cap actually slept in the van.
Yeah. Oh, that was rough.
That's rock and roll. That's part of it.
It is rock and roll.
I was like super hyped for it too, because I was like, yeah, we're going to sleep in the van. It's going to be awesome. And it wasn't at all.
I want to go home.
I feel like we're going to get stuck doing that again this weekend, but we'll see.
We'll find places.
Yeah, so tell us about this weekend.
This weekend, we are starting Friday night. We're at the Outer Space in Hamden, Connecticut.
That's going to be great. I have a feeling that's going to be a really fun show.
So that's with our friends Mile Marker Zero, who we played with at countless Liberty Music Fest.
And Next to Nuns playing there as well. We're kind of doing a weekend with them, too.
Yeah. Because they're playing Sunday, too.
Yeah.
So then we got Saturday off. We're probably going to have that as like a beer pilgrimage day.
Yeah, if anybody's listening to this and is in the Boston area and wants to tell us of an open mic, we're down to play it that night because we don't have anything. We're kind of just going to be dicking around looking for beer.
Looking for good beer.
Yes,
good beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, very cool.
And then Sunday is we're playing the Middle East in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And that's with some friends of ours, Pray for Sound, that we played with them a year and a half to 2 years ago.
We haven't seen them in a while.
It's been a while, but they're really awesome guys. They're a post-rock band, instrumental stuff. Really cool dudes, killer tunes.
Okay.
So we're really excited for that.
And we're getting that taped as well.
I saw that.
Video and fun stuff.
That's cool. Very nice. And then you got another show when you get home. You got a local show, right?
Do we?
Soon? Or not soon?
How much more do you know about my life than I do?
No, he's talking about December 11th.
December 11th.
Oh,
which
11th.
That's not that far away.
No, it's not.
That's going to be so good.
That's going to be crazy.
Tell us about that one.
Do you want me to take the reins?
Yeah, take the reins. I'll
jump
in. Okay,
so we played at the Hard Rock Cafe a little while back. Kid Felix and Manchara.
I remember that show,
as well as this excellent, excellent rapper, Robbie Casablanca.
Okay.
And we kind of broed out with them really early on. And
we really did, because you guys nerded out on, like, everything.
We're both pro wrestling fans.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it was cool to find, like, a fellow.
But it was cool, like, watching him perform, because I completely forgot that Philly hip-hop is aggressive and in-your-face as possible.
Right.
And, like, if you take notice of, like, any hip-hop artist that's come out of Philly, they're really, really aggressive. And I was like, this is kind of cool. So we got to chatting, and we're like, yo, we got to do something. And we're just like, what the hell could we possibly do with this guy? Because he's awesome, and he likes our stuff, we like his. So we're just like, let's just do Collision Course. Jay-Z, Linkin Park, the collaboration, let's just do the album. And we'll, like, we have a show at Connie's on the 11th, let's just do that. And then we told Jake from Kid Felix, he's like, I'm on it. I'm on that show. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And he was just like, put me on the show. We're like, okay.
Is that really going to happen?
Yes.
I mean, I know it's December 11th, Connie's Rick Rack, in the presence of Wolves, Robbie Casablanca, Kid Felix, Allwright Jr. and fell into yesterday.
Yeah,
but are you really doing that album?
Yeah, we're doing the album.
Wow.
And more.
Holy
shit. Yeah, we're doing a couple other covers as well. I don't think we're doing any originals that night between the two bands. We also have Max and Julio from Yes Son helping us out, too.
Okay.
Because we can't rap.
I don't know how we're going to fit on the stage.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
We're probably I tend to not be a fan of when people jump off the stage and get into the crowd, but I might have
a choice.
But I am totally doing that.
We're going nuts with that.
But yeah, that's totally going down. Next Friday, so any of you 90s kids, get out there, because you know what we're going to play. You all heard it.
Like, I'm just super excited about it, because it's like, I grew up playing those songs. Like, when I first started playing guitar, I was super into Linkin Park. And, like, I got the pickup that the guy had in his electric guitar, and I was always tuned to drop D flat, just like he was. So, as soon as we started, it's like, I already knew all the songs.
Yeah.
I've known him for like 10 years now. So it's kind of like my 6th grade dream is coming to life.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
And then when we hit up Robbie, it was like the other day, we're like, oh, how you doing on the songs? Just kind of checking up on him. He's like, I already knew them all. He's like, I'm just refreshing. I'm like, well, that's awesome.
Wow.
So yeah, it's all going really, really well. So
that is definitely not something you want to miss. That is
do not miss 11. That.
Yeah,
that's please God, cool. That's going to be completely insane.
Connie's Rickrack. All right. And before we go, I do want to mention a thank you to Jack over at the Midweek Wire for a little write-up.
Yes.
The yes. Well,
that yeah, very cool. Kind, very kind man, gentlemen.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, guys. So anything else in the presenceofwolves.com for more information? Definitely want to catch them. You got to stay tuned. We got an acoustic set coming up next.
Here you go.
Anything else that I forgot to mention?
Yeah, one thing.
What's that?
When there's lightning, you know it always brings me down.
Sorry, yeah, that's pretty much
yeah,
it.
Yeah, remember
that's
when it? We played this
yes.
in a Battle of the Bands?
Yeah.
Junior year?
Yeah, Metal by Numbers, man.
Yeah, Metal by Numbers. We won this Battle of the Bands at our high school, and we just did this and Breaking the Law by Judas Priest.
And then beautiful. We did Paranoid for
totally
our encore.
Off
remember that?
Off.
That was awesome.
That was a good time.
Nice. Well, we'll go out with that. No other appropriate way to go out then.
Yeah, into an acoustic set.
That's right. Well, we got a few minutes. We're going to do a little sound check and make sure it sounds good before we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with In the Presence of Wolves live at Roadhouse soon.
Like a rainbow in the car.
never seen the light. It's lust that disappeared. Try to leave the darkness that surrounds me here.
So nice of you. I'm gonna constantly forget that we're like on the internet and like my mom's listening.
Hi, Mrs. Damata.
Hi, Mom.
Alright, what do we got?
Last one.
Oh. Are you doing pretties?
Huh?
You doing pretties?
Nope.
Come on, please. Nah, don't do that.
Just
shut up.
Quiet.
This next one's called Thalassus. Since I've seen your face, and the wells of my eyes, they have long since gone dry. I will search for you in this old wooden ship, but you left fully equipped. And if
victim, he's got up in there. closer, think closer towards my enclosure. Mind my autophobic, time to hear some changing. Mind erode and thought provoking, not that easy is it.
This is one that I don't think we've ever played this one acoustic.
We haven't.
No, we haven't. No, and I don't think we've ever practiced it acoustic either.
We haven't.
No, so this should be fun. This one's called "Storm in a Red Dress." Stop!
Yeah.
Palm spaghetti?
Dude. Palm's sweaty. I wish I knew the rest of that.
All right. Cover time?
Let's do show.
All right. So Dustin, we decided that since the first and last time that we played, we did Kryptonite, that every time we play acoustic for Gas Else, we have to do a 90s alt-rock classic. So we're going to do this one. I'm sure you know it.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short and stable, all that she intends. All she keeps inside isn't on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? And can I be your friend? We'll forget the past. Maybe I'm not able, but I'm breaking the band. Here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in the world is sure to fade away again. Streams of champagne drink, strawberry surprise, pink lemon and white paper, lavender and cream, the fields of butterflies, reality escapes us. For fools that fall behind, I'm somewhere between, where you never really know, a killer from a savior, and a break in the band. Here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in world is sure to fade away again.
Anybody knows the words, you gotta sing it.
So far away from me, too out, far away. So far away from me, too out, so far away.
'90s classics for the win. Now what?
Bird song?
Oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah, forgot about that one. Bird's the word.
So a quick thank you to everybody that's at home tuning in, listening to us via Cat's House Radio. We're in the presence of Wolves from South Jersey. Got a couple more tunes for you.
All the tones. Yeah, we usually don't play acoustic. We're more of a prog metal-ish outfit. So this is a rare sight.
Yes. Oh, here. You must be sweating.
Yeah, this hoodie, man.
No, it's acoustic.
So much fuel.
This next one is called Birdsong. consolation. And I don't know just what this has to do with me. A chance it might consume me too. Silly Galileo. Silly Galileo.
I think that's really the only acoustic song we have.
Yeah.
I'd agree, yeah.
I'd agree with myself. I'd agree with what I said.
APC?
Huh? Kirk
Church? Come on, five more, boys. Wait.
Well, see, with us, our songs are so long that I didn't realize, like, just how few songs we have, because our songs take up, like, eight of them take up a 45-minute-long album.
We'll take it.
We'll take the whole thing, man.
Hey, there's a second round back there. They're loving it.
It's ready to go.
I just realized that everybody at home is only hearing our part of this conversation, and it's
people are talking
really
to us, and
confused.
We're responding.
Hey, don't worry. They put the whistle on for blind people tonight. I'm still wondering if I go home, can I touch the screen and feel the
brand? Jesus.
All right, so this one's another cover. This one's a more serious cover, I guess.
Yeah, this one's really sexy, and, you know, I'm going to put my hood up.
Embrace a world of darkness.
It's going to embrace a world of darkness real quick. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take my shirt off. No. Dude, I don't have...
Keep the hood on?
I don't have a Maynard bod. Like, I can't
do
that.
Yeah, you don't have a Maynard bod. All right, this one's by A Perfect Circle.
Through the obvious eyes to see there's more behind me. Eyes of a fallen angel. Eyes of a tragedy. Here I am expecting just a little bit, but too much from the wounded. But I see through it all. I see through.
We knew more songs because this is fun.
Dude,
I don't know all of Wonder Boy. I can look up the lyrics to Fucker Gently though.
I know.
I don't know how to play it.
You know how to play?
We should learn a Christmas song.
We really should learn a Christmas song.
We should write a Christmas song. It's gonna be in 7.
Dude, no presents for Christmas, King Diamond.
Just one thing I need.
Yeah, this one we've never done acoustic either, so
so we'll see how this goes.
And I think this is our last song, right?
Yeah.
Unless we go, hey, we know this one. 17 more songs left. So again, guys, we're in the presence of wolves. Thanks for hanging out. Listen to us. Thanks for Gas House for having us on again.
As always.
All we have to do is call Dustin up. Be like, hey, man, we want to come on. He's like, sure. You going to get drunk and stay in my guest room again? I'm like, no. Maybe. Probably. But there's no guest room here. We'll see. Oh, there's an upstairs? All right, I'll stay there tonight. Sorry, Mom. This one's called Men of the Times.
This dream took me to the brink of everything I thought I knew, and I believe in a certain purpose. We're beyond the surface, so I'll be fine if you just lend your ear. Take my hand, 'cause I've seen something I don't quite believe. Hey, there are a few things that I must say, make you see. like a sound. Buildings lined in fire, rubble all around. Something staring in the tree, staring back at me. Threatened by the sight, and then I see the light.
Thanks, guys. We're in the presence of wolves.
Yes, you are. We are indeed.
All right. Thank you very much, In the Presence of Wolves. Check out InThePresenceOfWolves.com. That album, Thalassus, is ridiculous beginning to end.
It's the one-year anniversary was yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's right. That's right. Very cool. All right. We got more music. Just give us a few minutes.